A meeting beginning today in Brussels is being compared to the 1787 Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. This time the delegates are from Europe, and their task is to draft a constitutional document and revise the way the European Union operates. Decision-making in the 15-member EU is problematic. Without reform now, it will become nearly impossible to do it when the EU takes on new members from Eastern Europe and swells to include 500 million people. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Brussels.
In each of its 11 working languages, it's called the Convention on the Future of Europe. All 105 convention delegates meet for the first time today in the European Parliament building. The delegates are from the 15 current governments and parliaments of the European Union, and also come from the future member states. In a break with the past, proceedings will be made public. Churches, unions, and ordinary people are also being asked to participate in national consultations. The giant exercise in Eurodemocracy may not seem a good place to find a Eurosceptic, but Jens Peter Bonde, a Danish convention delegate and longtime critic of European integration, plans to use it to defend national sovereignty.
It's a federalist dream that we can have a democratic federation with two chambers, just like in the US. I think it's a very good way of organizing for the US and for Germany and for Switzerland, Canada, India, and other federations. But to run a common democracy, you need a common people, and we haven't got that.
What delegates have is a list of thorny constitutional questions to solve: how power should be shared between the Union and member states, and how European Union institutions which were first designed for 6 countries can work for 26 or more. Romano Prodi, the president of Europe's executive body, the European Commission, says the intention is not to create a United States of Europe.
In Philadelphia, you create a nation. You create a state. We shall not create a state. We shall try to find a union of states and people that will put some big goal together, but that will not abolish the national states, the traditional rules of the countries and of people.
The convention is headed by the former French president Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, now in his 70s. Part of his mandate is to bring young people in touch with Europe. He answers jibes about his age by saying Benjamin Franklin did a pretty good job of framing a constitution while in his 80s. The most difficult issues here will be balancing the interests of small countries against large ones, making legislative procedures more understandable, and finding a way to interest citizens in the EU's workings. The European Union has overcome equally big problems in the past. In the 50s, member countries pooled their coal and steel industries, and later they created a common market. But the biggest achievement so far has been a recent one, the European single currency. Since the start of the year, the euro has very smoothly replaced 12 national currencies. Professor Kirsty Hughes of the Center for European Policy Studies says that the billions of new coins and bills are galvanizing public opinion.
People actually found it fun. The introduction of the euro was fun, and it was also remarkably unproblematic. So to then find out after that that there is a big debate, a much more open debate than anyone has ever seen before, saying we're going to enlarge to Eastern Europe, but we're going to ask everybody how to do that, what they want to do together. I think that is quite an unprecedented question. So it could all go wrong, but it's a real chance for once to properly engage the public in this.
The convention will last for about a year. Its proposals will then have to be ratified in every EU country to be binding. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Brussels.